The Senate Judiciary Committee is meeting today to consider a nominee for a federal appeals court seat. William Myers was renominated for that post by President Bush 2 weeks ago after Senate Democrats used a filibuster to block Myers' nomination last year. Six other federal appeals court nominees who were also stopped by Senate Democrats were also renominated by President Bush. Joining me now is NPR congressional correspondent David Welna. And David, why would President Bush want to renominate these seven candidates when their nominations stalled the last time in the last Congress?
Well, you know, the president and other Republicans claim that it was unfair that these nominees never got up or down votes on the Senate floor, and they say that Democrats thwarted the Senate's traditional role of advise and consent on such votes by holding these filibusters that can only be broken by a 60-vote majority. I think that there are two reasons why we're seeing these renominations now, and one is that there are four more Republicans and four fewer Democrats in the Senate this year than there were last year. But also, Senate Majority Leader Bill Frist has warned he won't stand for these nominees being blocked again by filibusters. And so President Bush, by bringing these controversial nominations up again, is in a sense forcing the issue in the Senate, and he's doing so before the Senate gets to considering any nomination for a likely vacancy on the Supreme Court.
But exactly what could Republicans do?
Well, Majority Leader Frist has talked about having filibusters of judicial nominees ruled out of order in the Senate, and that's something that Democrats call the nuclear option because they say that barring the use of filibusters, which after all were designed to protect the minority in the Senate, would lead to a complete breakdown of civility and of business as well in the Senate.
When the Senate Judiciary Committee takes up former Interior Department Solicitor William Myers, is he likely to fare better this time around?
Well, that's not clear. All nine Democrats on the Judiciary Committee last time voted against Myers' nomination, and there are now only eight Democrats on the committee, so he may do better in that sense. But Myers, who's being considered for a seat on the San Francisco-based Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals, is also something of a lightning rod for controversy because he served as a lobbyist for mining and ranching interests during much of his career, and the 2 years that he spent as the Interior Department's top lawyer during President Bush's first term were marked by decisions that environmental and Native American groups say that Myers continues to be an ally of miners and ranchers.
And the others who were renominated, will they be considered anytime soon?
Well, later this week, Judge Terrence Boyle is being considered for a seat on the Fourth Circuit Court, and he's raised objections from some groups representing African Americans and people with disabilities over decisions he's made as a federal district court judge in North Carolina. Also, the Judiciary Committee is likely to soon consider the nomination of William Pryor for a seat on the 11th Circuit Court, and Pryor got a recess appointment to that court from President Bush that's about to expire after he was blocked by Senate Democrats.
How likely is it that these renominations will actually lead to a change in Senate rules on judicial nominees?
I think it all depends on whether the Democrats decide to actually use filibusters against these renominated nominees. And if they do so, Republicans are going to have to decide if they're going to exercise the nuclear option. It's not clear that they have enough votes to do so. And the new moderate chairman of the Senate Judiciary Committee, Arlen Specter, warned last week that doing so would throw the committee in hell. And so he seems to be leaning against it. But I guess we'll just have to stay tuned.
NPR congressional correspondent David Welna speaking from the Capitol.